We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday morning show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I've got a good friend with me, Rob Knight, and Rob's here this morning to bookend the show talking about masonry. How are you this morning, Rob?
Doing well, Rob. Thank you for having me.
It's always good to have one of my brother masons. And when I went to do this with Royce earlier in the show, I was going to keep it a secret and kind of ask questions like a dummy, and it only took me 30 seconds to out myself. But, you know, it's a worthwhile organization that does a lot of good in the community. And Rob, how long have you been a Mason?
So I became a Mason in 2007 at the age of 21. I immediately moved into the junior deacon's chair, which is an officer station in the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Was that station for 2 years. And then due to work, I had to become inactive for 5 years. And I'm just now becoming active in Freemasonry again.
Oh, wow. You know, that actually, I haven't seen you around. So I was like, I thought you were new. So you've been a Mason quite a bit longer than I have.
I have been a Mason for a while. Just inactive.
You know, and that happens. People have to take some time off no matter what the reason it is. And that's, you know, part of being a Mason where we're all good with that. And typically, if it's a reason that's medical or something else, Masons will typically jump in to try to help.
Absolutely. That's what we do.
It is exactly what we do. But kind of share a little bit about your insights of Masonry and how you feel about it. And just, I mean, what has it done for you?
Okay, so first and foremost, Freemasonry is the world's oldest and largest fraternity. A fraternity is a group of men. Frater means brother, so it's a brotherhood. We focus on charity, brotherly love, and truth, also centered around the belief in God. Christian, Jews, Muslims, anybody can be a Mason.
Right.
It's pretty universal.
Well, and earlier in the show when I was talking to Royce, I had said, don't think of it as the typical fraternity from your college days of
absolutely
partying
not.
And kegs flying out the window, you know, the Animal House type of thing. But, you know, I mean, it does happen. Sometimes we will sit down and have a couple cocktails together. But for the most part, it's a business fraternity. And then, you know, there's a lot of social things we do for that social side. Tell me a little bit about Coloma's Lodge and, you know, some of the things they do.
Okay. Coloma Lodge, it's a small lodge in a small town. We really try and focus on charity right around Christmas time. We do flowers for our widows twice a year now at Christmas time and Easter. That's just something we do. We like the Bible says, to take care of the widows and the orphans.
That's right.
So we really try to uphold that and make sure that our Masonic widows know that their husbands are remembered and they're remembered by us. And like I said, again, Christmas time, we really try and anonymously help out in the community and also food banks. We really try to donate and do whatever we can to help in that way.
Well, each Masonic lodge typically will do things different. There are some things that the state has that are programs that lots of lodges jump in on. Do you guys jump on any of those, like the child ID, or do you guys do that?
Coloma has hosted at the Glad Peach Festival the Child Identification Program. And what that is a kit for the parents to take. And if their child is ever abducted for any god-awful reason.
Yeah, which is, you know, we ain't even thinking about that type of thing, but it does happen, and you want to be ready.
It happens. And this kit has everything that a parent would need to take to the police and really say, this is my child. A picture, I think a bite record, an oral swab, hair, everything.
Yeah, and they're doing the DNA now too, yeah.
So it's quite extensive.
Yeah, and they typically it will take several Masons to pull that off. And that's, you know, just another example of what we do together to try to help the community. Why did you become a Mason?
I was actually really interested in all the stuff that I've heard about it, and I wanted to see for myself. It's split right down the middle. Some people say, oh, it's a cult. And then other people who are Masons are like, oh, it's just a brotherhood.
That's right. I mean, it's absolutely not a cult. Those that are members can leave anytime they want
absolutely.
To. But you know what? They don't, because it's one of those things. Once you become one, you're always one, and you're always treated that way.
Right. And we live in the age of information and misinformation, and I think there's a whole lot of misinformation about Freemasonry. I recommend that if you have an interest about Freemasonry, you become a Mason for yourself. There's nothing that we do that takes anything away from the duty that you owe to God, your country, your family, or yourself.
Right. And it's, you know, and it's not even just that. You don't have to become a Mason. You can really find any Mason, because we can tell you just about everything about it. There's a few things that are our fraternal secrets that are
absolutely
kept, because it's one of those, it's part of the special part of being a Mason. You know them. Far as I know, the Masons don't know the secrets of who killed Kennedy. and if they do, they haven't passed them down to my level yet. Maybe someone did who was a Mason at some day. But, you know, there's a lot of, when you look back at our history, there has been a lot of very important, influential Americans that were Masons. And I don't know how much you know about that, but if you could spit out a couple names for me.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of our founding fathers, George Washington in particular, he was a Freemason. He laid the Capitol Stone in full Masonic regalia and gave it the blessing of the corn, the wine, and the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And had his Masonic brethren around him. He really believed in the morality and the focus on God and brotherly love that we have in our fraternity, and he thought that it was a good thing for our country.
Yeah, and that's just one. And if anybody wanted to do any research on that, to find out how many men and influential men and that were part of shaping the United States and are still part of shaping the United States, look into that, because it really is a big deal. And one of the things that I talk about with this show, you know, and I don't talk about on the show Masonry all that often, but I do want to bring it in so people know that we're here and what we do and maybe dispel some of those myths. But why I do it is because I want people to know that it's just good people trying to do good things. That is the basis of what we do.
Absolutely. And you are who you hang out with, you know, and that's true in life. So if you're around a bunch of good, like-minded men who, you know, regardless of age group, regardless of creed or color or anything, we can all sit together and call each other brother. There's a special power there that we have, and it extends so many boundaries that we, you and I, for example, what are the chances if we weren't Masons that we would have ever even met?
Absolutely.
It's great for your network. It's great to meet people.
And not only that, a sense of well-being. I couldn't really go back and say and put a finger on how Masonry changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is it changed it profoundly. And ever since I became a Mason, not that Masons have been given to me, but things have just been better. And probably a lot of that's just my outlook on life.
Absolutely. I think the focus on morality, and it's not religious-based morality. It's just being good to be good, because it's what we should do.
That's right.
You know, and I think that's really important.
Yeah, me too. Well, Masonry is a great subject, but we've run our time at this moment. So, Rob, I appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And it's certainly a great subject, and anybody that would like to know, do a Google search, find a lodge in your area, and maybe look for some information about them.
MichiganMasons.org.
MichiganMasons.org. All right. Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.